kick ass.
Whoa, that's kick ass.
Make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 602nd Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, put a little spring into your step, and allow me to give you a little boot in the body. That's right, a little kick in the arse. That's right, here we go. Anyway, as always, I have a few fun facts for you. And I've got to say thank you, because I didn't have time to get them today. So Jen did it, because I was on stage. Thank you, Jen.
You're very welcome.
Well, in Tokyo, a bicycle is faster than a car for most trips, less than 50 minutes. That's right, you got to take a bike. In 2007, around a quarter of the population in Australia had ancestors that was a convict. I don't know what happened since 2007, but, you know, coming from England, we sent all of our convicts over there. And when you go to Australia, it's like all the nice people live in Australia. So I don't know what happened. Maybe we sent the wrong ones. We should have sent all the good people. Anyway, each airline pilot flying the aircraft eats a different meal to minimize the risk of pilots getting sick. So every pilot in the front of a plane will eat a different meal. That's pretty interesting, don't you think? And you lose about 1.5 litres of water in your body during a three-hour flight. Ladies and gentlemen, I am the master of not getting, what do you call it? What's the word?
Dehydration.
No, what's the word? The other
jet
word.
Jet lag.
Jet lag, that's the word. And I think you got to drink lots of water. You got to keep yourself lubricated. That's the word. Well, not lubricated, but you know what I'm talking about. The waters of Belize. Now, remember last show, I invited you to come to Belize with me. So the waters of Belize are known to inhabit more than 400 species of subtropical fish and some of the rarest fish varieties on the planet Earth. So if you haven't said yes yet, it's time for you to say yes and come visit us. Anyway, so here we are. I got to tell you the scene because I have just got off stage. It's, of course, Saturday. I'm a little bit late with the show today, but, you know, just busy in the middle of an event. And so we came up and we have this beautiful suite and we're looking out across Vancouver, British Columbia, and we can see the ocean in the horizon, white puffy clouds. And we just sat down, the big table here with a white tablecloth, and we're just really enjoying our break, our lunch break. Anyway, so I thought I'd sort of share with you a couple of things, you know, and I was thinking a little bit about, you know, what we wanted to chat about. And I suppose we have some news, though, Jen. Do you want to tell them the news? What happened in Africa?
On the top of Mount Kilimanjaro?
On the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. So here we are at 19,370 feet. What happened? Do you want to tell us?
Yeah.
What happened?
You got down on one knee.
I got down on one knee. Aye. What happened, though?
And then you asked me to marry you.
Look at that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing it live here on the show.
We're engaged.
Oh, my goodness me. So yeah, it wasn't necessarily planned, but as we got toward the top, you know, there's that wonderful saying, it's not finding someone you can live with, it's finding someone you don't want to live without. And so, yeah, officially engaged on the very top. And she said yes, otherwise I would have left her up there.
I said absolutely yes.
Oh, that's right. Little absolutely yes. So anyway.
With a fist pump.
With a fist pump. There you go. Anyway, so what I want to talk about a little bit today was, you know, in our 10-minute show, of which we have 7 minutes left, the idea of flipping a coin. I find that the coin toss or the coin flip to be very instrumental in a few areas. You know, if you want to decide on something, you've got a big decision to make. And so what I always say is flip a coin. And people always look at me like I'm a weirdo. And I said, no. That's the first part, is to flip the coin. So let's say, you know, move to Australia, stay here. So you're kind of like in this quandary. Should I go? Should I not go? What you do is you flip the coin, and let's say heads you go, tails you don't. So let's say it's heads. And if you see the heads and your immediate feeling deep in your heart is, oh, awesome. That's great. If the immediate feeling is, oh, crap, you know, what happens is as soon as you flip the coin, you're going to have a reaction to the answer that will tell you what you really, your heart desire is. It's not what your head desires, because you can't believe that nonsense in your head. Because if you could believe your head, you'd all be slim, you know, fit and rich. But of course, you can't believe that nonsense between your ears. So the idea then is that you can use the coin flip as a way of discovering what truly you want to do. So if you've got any decision where you've got to choose this, or that, all right, flip the coin, and then notice the reaction right away. Is it one of adulation and elation, or is it one of disappointment and regret? And if it's disappointment and regret, guess what? Deep down inside, it's not something you want. Choose the other option, all right? So that's where a flip coin or a toin...
A coin toss.
I've got new teeth in today. We're sitting here, by the way, and we've got what's her name?
Diana Krall.
Who's
from Vancouver.
Playing.
Or the island.
That's right. Playing in the background. It's very, very social here. Again, I can't believe in a few minutes I'm sitting in my housecoat, because one of the things I do when I come off stage is I always take all my clothes off and then just get in the housecoat so I can unwind, relax, and then I have a shower right before I go back. I know TMI. So what? All right, let me go back to the coin toss again. There's another wonderful saying. For somebody like myself who traveled all over the world, this was my truth. There's a saying that says, the person that flips a coin at every crossroads often arrives first at the destination. So this idea of this one, which I love, which was, how do you really know? You know, how do you really, really know, you know, what's good for you? Where, you know, how do you know what's at the end of any turn? How do you know what's at the end of any adventure, any trip? So the idea of staying open and actually not planning or over-planning, some of you when you travel, it's like down to the, you know, the finite detail, but actually just going somewhere or even in your own city. I love to get lost in my own city. Is just go and just drive, turn left, get lost in your own city and see what happens. But the idea of flipping a coin at each crossroads and letting the coin decide, is it left, is it right, is it straight, is it, you know, is it, do we go back? And then what ends up happening is you end up in places that you never imagined you'd be. You meet people that you would never meet in 100 years. And typically, if you're really open-hearted, you have these remarkable experiences that are life-changing. And that's what happened for me for 10 and a half years, is really I just allowed my coin flip to decide yay or nay, because how do you know? Should I sail across the Atlantic or should I not? I'd never been on a sailboat. Flipped a coin, you know, it said, yep, go for it. And in my heart, I was nervous, but I was excited. So there wasn't this big dread feeling. I ended up doing it. It became one of the big journeys of my life, sailing across the Atlantic. I had to lie to get on the boat because I had to pretend I knew what I was doing. And so, again, so I urge you to start thinking about a coin as a great friend for you to really live and discover the unknown. As long, though, you can't flip the coin, go into something, oh, I don't like it, I knew it wouldn't work out, none of that crap. You just got to, whatever's going on, make it work out, you know. And so there's always a way when you step into something with an open mind and heart, is to make it more, is to keep going deeper. So anyway, that's my tip about coin flips and how we can use them to create a more beautiful journey, a more passionate adventure in our life. And remember, our job is to write ourselves into a big adventure, a great story. And in saying that, last week I invited you to come on a one-week excursion to Belize. We do have a couple of spots left. We've had lots of people who have said they want to come. They haven't paid yet because I haven't even put that together. So we'll see. In the end of the day, the money will talk. All right. But we are doing a week-long in Thatch Cave. Are you excited, Jen?
So excited.
All right. So there'll be Jen and myself and Dr. Michael Colgan and his wife, Leslie. It's going to be a remarkable, remarkable week. But I just want to hang out with you. We've done it really, really inexpensively. If you share a triple room, it's only $2,000. That includes all your food. That includes all of your room and board. It's $3,000 if you're a double, if you just want to share with one person. And it's $5,000 if you're lovers, if you want to have one of the lover suites. And the other thing I want to say, if you're struggling with money, which some of you, the reason why you don't do things like that is because of money. I really want you to listen back to the show and listen to this. It's thekickasslife.com/winning. thekickasslife.com/winning. And John Assaraf is really going to help you winning the game of money. And he's got a free webinar for you to go to that'll allow you to step into overcoming this financial thing. And if those of you, by the way, if you're lacking a vehicle of wealth, just contact me on Facebook and I'll help you with that. I've helped a few of you already, is plug you into a vehicle where you can actually create wealth, because I mean, there's a number of key things you need to have in that vehicle. All right, so we can help you with that. But don't don't not live a life of adventure because, you know, money is always the, I can't afford it, I don't have the time, whatever, right? So really step into that. So, you know, this homework this week, carry a coin in your pocket, let the coin do the talking, try things you've never tried, have this saucy adventure, all right? Those of you that want to come to Belize, let me know. If you want to come, you can email me, training101@shaw.ca, S-H-A-W, training101@shaw.ca, or contact me on Facebook. Let me know if you want to come. There's only a few slots left, but we'd like to have you, all right? And don't forget, if you want to win the game of money, you got to go to thekickasslife.com/winning, all right? And if you don't have the results you want in your life right now financially, you've got to do something new, so please do that. And if you're looking for a vehicle, you can contact me and I'll help you at least understand some options for yourself, all right? Anyway, we'll see you on the other side. Jen, thank you for lunch.
Thank you for lunch, David.
All right, so we'll see you on the other side. Say bye-bye, Jen.
Bye-bye.
See you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.